Hello again, and thank you for listening to the Sugar Hill Weekday Podcast. My name is Hector Cervantes, and I serve as the worship pastor here at Sugar Hill Church. And today I want to talk to you about the Christian home. I want to preface by saying that this talk is specifically geared towards parents with kids living in the home. Though I hope that you find this information useful at whatever stage of life you're in, some of this may not apply to you yet, or you have hopefully already applied this information in your family, and as an empty nester, you can share your wisdom with me and other parents who are in this stage of life. I think a great passage to look at in reference to the Christian home is Ephesians 5 and 6. I don't know if you've ever recognized the order that many of the Bible authors have written out, but I would encourage you to do so because it really adds context to passages of Scripture. For example, Ephesians 5 and 6 comes right after Paul addressing unity in the church and what a healthy church looks like. Then, in these chapters, he focuses primarily on the family. He puts it in this way: walk in love, guard your marriage, teach your children. So let's look at what it takes to walk in love. In a previous podcast entitled Worship is an Act of Love, I talked about worship and what it looks like in a person's life, but the main point was to say that worship is a lifestyle, not just an event. So here, walking in love is viewed in the same way as living a life of worship. In Ephesians 5, Paul tells us to imitate Jesus, who walked in love. This means being thankful, verse 5, handling every situation with grace, verse 10, using your time wisely in verse 16, and being humble in verse 21. If we as spouses and parents want to exhibit these things in our home, we need to prioritize our personal worship. If you put God as the priority in your life, then his love is going to overflow out of you, and the first beneficiaries of you walking in love is your family, in particular your spouse, which leads us to Paul's next focus, which is guarding your marriage. Pastor Andy Savage was here recently, and he spoke to our church about parenting. He said that one of the main things that can tear apart a home is an unstable marriage. Therefore, we need to guard our marriages. Ephesians 5, starting at verse 22, says, "Wives, submit to your husbands." Now, I've heard of women getting hung up on the word submit, forgetting entirely that it is the husband's duty to become worthy of submission, worthy of submission. In fact, Paul follows these words to the wives by saying, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church." Jesus prayed with the church. He pointed her to God the Father. He provided. Jesus left his home in heaven, and ultimately he died because of his love for her. Ladies, don't you want a husband like that? And men, don't you want to lead effectively as Christ did? One more thing I want to say to the guys. This is some advice a friend gave me before I got married. He said, keep pursuing your wife. Marriage is not the end of a pursuit. It is the beginning of a journey. Talk with her daily. Take her on dates. Go on trips together. And let your children see what Christ's endless pursuit looks like through your marriage. So again, walk in love. Guard your marriage. The last thing Paul mentions is what I'll call teach your children. I have three awesome boys, and I'm very proud of them. Cohen is 8. Noah is 4, and Levi is 15 months. My boys will never know how to read, nor even to read, the Bible if they don't see Christy and I reading our Bibles and spending time with God. They will never know that it's okay to talk openly about our struggles and find healing through Jesus if Christy and I don't talk about our struggles and talk about healing. They will never know what a sacrifice looks like if we don't give, or what praying for others, what sounds like if we are afraid to pray out loud with each other. They won't know the purpose of the church if the church just becomes an event on Sunday morning rather than the community of Christians that makes up the eternal family of God. Our children won't be able to or know how to resolve conflicts, forgive, or apologize if we're harboring bitterness or talking about people negatively behind their backs in our home, Timothy Paul Jones wrote, "In God's design, Christian households are not shelter from the conflicts of this world. They are gospel-empowered training bases for the conflicts of this world." Parents, it is our responsibility to not just talk about who God wants our children to be, but to show them as well who God wants them to be. So walk in love, guard your marriage, teach your children. God bless, and thanks again for listening, and I will see you guys Sunday at 9:30 or 11:00.